Christian friends, oftentimes around Pentecost, we hear from all and sundry that the gift of the Holy Spirit brings us to another stage, somehow beyond the cross and the empty tomb, to lives of greater knowledge and higher powers and greater works. Not true. Our text and the entire structure of the gospel tells us that it is precisely in the gift of the Holy Spirit that we are bound, yea, united to the one who dies. And in dying to sin and the bonds of Satan, live the life of the Spirit. Pentecost just kind of brings us, as it were, to the Trinitarian capstone of the centrality of the manifestation of God, which is in the flesh of Christ Jesus. We never get beyond that humanity of the living, eternal Son of the Father, or we do not have the Spirit, for it remains, as John's Gospel tells us from the very outset, it remains on Him who has just been seen as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Where there is no Lamb of God, there is no Holy Spirit. And where there is the Holy Spirit, there is Christ in His suffering and death for you and for me. And so when Judas asked Christ, "How are you going to manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus says, "He who hears my words and keeps them, he loves me, and the Father loves him as well, because the Father loves me. And we shall come and make our abode with him." How? The Paraclete, who shall teach and cause you to remember everything about me. And then, after the conclusion of this farewell discourse, Christ goes to the cross. "It is finished," it says, and he handed over the Spirit. Even there, no, precisely there is the gift of the Holy Spirit. In his death, where we have peace, "Peace I give to you." Not the peace of the world, which gives you these bogus claims that of money, power, and status, you shall be content and have peace. No, no. But only there where the living Lord, who lives for us precisely from the cross, still gives us the peace of the forgiveness of sins. And so when he raises, or is raised from the dead, he appears, interestingly, to the gathered disciples and says to them, "Peace be unto you. As the Father has sent me, so send I you." Those sins that you retain, they are retained, and those which you forgive, they are forgiven. It is then in the teaching, the preaching of the church, and the proffering of the sacraments of his very body and blood, that Christ is manifested to us and not to the world. And that manifestation is nothing other than the life of the Holy Spirit. So 8 days later, we are told, Christ, interestingly, appeared, manifested himself to the gathered disciples, and said, Peace be unto you. O Thomas, come. Feel the nail print and the spear wound. And Thomas says, My Lord, my God.